Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Who needs a change of scenery right now? Everyone in the world. So it's good that Apartments.com has the most listings anywhere. We're not just talking apartments, but houses, townhomes, condos, and all manner of domiciles, from the oh-so-cozy to the did-I-just-hear-an-echo-in-here? And with 3D virtual tours, you can search for your special somewhere from anywhere. So stretch those fingers across a keyboard and change your scenery on Apartments.com. The most popular place to find a place.
This episode of Chrisley Confessions is brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. How have you been this morning, Jules?
I've been good. How about you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. You know, we are away on our vacation,
yes.
And we're recording the podcast because everyone gets upset if we don't get the podcast out timely. And I want to thank each and every one of you that truly listen to this podcast. You know, lots of stuff still going on with us, lots of stuff still going on in the world in general. But folks, what is really going on today is that we have been blessed to have a celebrity with us. You know, we try to keep celebrities off of the, you know, off of our podcast because we want to keep it real. But, you know, this celebrity, the thirst was so real for him to be on this podcast today that I thought, you know, I can't tell him no, because if I do, I'm going to have to pay for the therapy bill. So I decided that we would do our therapy here today on Chrisley Confessions. So everyone, please say hello to the one, the only, the most attractive member of the Chrisley family.
The most charismatic, the one that carries the family on their back, the one that if it wasn't for them, their family would not have an income.
There you go. Everyone now knows who has joined us.
Yes,
it would be
yes.
The one, the only, Chase Madison Chrisley. How are you, son?
You know, I'm doing good.
Good. Well, yeah. You look good. You
I
look
know.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Been working out?
Quite a lot.
Running?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was until I broke my foot.
Yes.
But you know, heavy's the head that wears the crown. So everybody on my back, like I'm carrying everyone. I could only take so much. So my left foot eventually gave out.
I get it.
So it had nothing to do with you playing basketball.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's how legends or myths happen. You know, it's,
I've been compared a lot to Caesar. So,
oh my God.
As close as you get into Caesar is a salad.
Julie, that was good.
Oh, that was so good. Yeah. I'm so good.
So let's talk about what's going on in your life right now. You are reading for a part for a movie.
I am.
And that's exciting.
I know. What are y'all going to do whenever I'm not there to carry y'all?
Well, I think that we'll be okay because we've carried ourselves our whole life. So I think that we'll be okay.
Been in show business for 10 years. In 10 years, Mm-hmm. My back has been on the verge
of
breaking.
I know, son. But
especially these last couple.
Heavy is the head.
Yes, sir. But you know what? It's okay.
So you're reading for this part.
I am.
So you're excited about that. You're excited about maybe actually getting the part.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. All right.
Fingers crossed. So and if I don't, I don't. If I do.
That's right. If you don't, it wasn't meant to be.
But I mean, come on.
So tell us what else is going on. Tell us about your love life. What's going on in your love life?
Pass.
No, we're at Chrissy Confessions. We tell everything.
Oh.
So let's talk about your love life. And then I want to segue from that into kind of where we are in society with the whole Me Too movement and the roles for men, the roles for women. And, you know, I feel like that we can all cover that because you're from a different generation. I'm from
an old generation.
You're from an older generation, Julie.
Yeah, okay.
So let's talk about your relationship. What's happening with you personally? Come on. Spill it. Tell me what's going on with your life.
I mean, I'm just taking it day by day. We're trying to work out the kinks right now.
So we had talked yesterday, you know, folks, we have some friends, you know, that dropped into our house, you know, here that we're doing vacation on. And, you know, we were talking about yesterday the difference in relationships today versus relationships when you and I were growing up.
Yeah.
Now, you and I didn't have social media.
I think social media has ruined, like,
many a relationship.
We know that for a fact, but I'm just saying, like, I just think, yeah, I think it was kind of the worst thing that could have happened to the world.
But now, from your generation and from your perspective, social media, because I can remember you guys begging me to have social media. And I said, no, you're not getting it.
I don't know if that's the way it really went down. I kind of did what I wanted to do.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. No, I did.
Okay, well, it's your lie. We'll let you tell it. But you begged for that social media, and now you're saying that it's turned out.
I'm 25. You understand that, right?
But you wasn't 25 but when you was asking for social media because they didn't even have an Instagram then.
That's true.
But your generation lives on Instagram.
Yeah, I think it just brings out the level of pettiness that's like deep within and takes it to the next level.
But don't you also think that it gives people courage that they wouldn't automatically have if they were facing you? To say things.
Oh, yeah, people to hide behind a key. Yeah, of course. Because I know half the people talking shit would never say that to my face.
But now, Julie, when you and I were dating,
yes,
it was, I asked you, would you like to go to dinner?
Yeah.
I picked up a phone. I called you.
Right.
Would you like to go to dinner tonight?
Yep.
I bought you cards.
Yes.
You bought me cards.
Yes.
We hand wrote the message in the card, or we'd write a letter to each other, you know, those kind of things.
Right.
I really do, I swear.
And today you guys date via liking someone's picture.
That may or may not be
an actual picture.
Yeah, more than likely not.
Wait, I don't. No, that's not true. I don't understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is a lot of relationships start online. A lot of relationships start from Instagram or a dating app or whatever, where people have put out what they want you to see. When we started dating, it was, we met in person. We were able to talk to each other face to face. There was no.
It's definitely
no
like,
filter.
It's mm-hmm. definitely like watered down communication.
Yeah. And what I'm talking about is that when you see a picture of someone on Instagram, 90% of the time, it's been an altered picture.
For sure.
It's got a filter on it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think that just goes back to like everyone just wanting you to see like the best version of themselves.
But it's
right,
really,
but it's
not,
really not.
That's really not them.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, I get it. That is an app. But I mean, I don't.
But I mean, what do you think is the negative regarding social media? Or rather, better question for you. If you didn't have social media, how would you meet young women today? How would you approach those women today?
I mean, I would go up to them and talk to them. What do you mean?
So you would have a problem with that.
I don't think that if my situation is a little bit different because of my social media, like in Savannah's and everyone, like in the families. Like, I'm not, that's the last place I'm going to go to try to find a partner is Instagram.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I know, like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do a dating site. I'm not doing, that's not for me. I would prefer the in-person.
But
just
you
for
do
it
like
to naturally happen.
Yeah, for it to naturally
But you do
happen.
Like the visual imagery from Instagram, though.
That's you.
No, I don't. I don't. Everybody can go on my Instagram and look and see what I
think it takes up way too much time. Like, it, like when you really think about how much time you spend on your phone, like it takes up
and
way
And you never
too much
get
time.
That back.
No.
I mean, you never get that time back.
Yeah.
And I think.
And most of the time it's scrolling through looking at people that you don't even know. Uh-huh. And that don't even know you, and that they're not portraying accurately who they are and how they live.
Well, Mama, you're throwing a lot of shade. Not everybody out here is filter changing everything.
95% are.
Man, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, 95% are. But I mean, I do, you know, you and I have talked about it, Judy.
I love a filter. I love a good filter. I was laying on the couch last night, and I didn't know that you could put a filter on, like, store, like when you're holding the phone up. I didn't know that on like your Instagram stories. I did that and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, but I'm not doing that because like I got into that filter thing one time and I looked 12 and I actually posted it and thought that I should have posted that.
And then got upset with me when I called you out on it. You said, you're kidding.
Yeah, you're not good with filters. You pick like the most. It's like, dude, that is a clear filter. We see that.
But I don't do that anymore because I just think that.
Well, you're learning.
Yeah, you got some embarrassing selfies out there.
Please. but, I mean, I feel like that, you know, if you are truly going out here to enter into an authentic relationship, whether that be a friendship or a personal relationship or whatever, I think that social media contributes to the downfall 100%, of that relationship
100%.
Because you're not being your true authentic self. As opposed to you just saying, if you saw a young girl out here, that you'd go up and say, hey, I'm Chase Chrisley. You know, I'd love to get your number or, you know, whatever, however you would do that.
Yeah, I mean, don't even try to attempt that game. You're not that guy, pal.
We all talk to our friends when we're experiencing issues, but they don't always give us the advice we need. Getting unbiased feedback and advice from a licensed professional can be refreshing and actually rewarding. And you guys know I have talked about how important finding someone that you can talk to, that you can be open and honest, and what it has done for me and what it's done for Todd. Whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or other problems, Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you sort through any issues. Thousands of licensed therapists are available for you to match with. Talkspace therapists are experts in dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more, to help you start feeling better. Start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to TalkSpace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code Chrisley. That's $100 off when you use the code Chrisley at TalkSpace.com. Take the relationship out of it. I think it causes people to be their own worst critic. It causes people to question their self-worth because they're looking at something that's not even real and trying to compare themselves to it.
Well, no, Instagram did, I think, most of the population like a disservice because people are living to post something on Instagram or to portray something on
Instagram. And we have as well. And we have as well because when this show started, if you'll remember, the network sent a media director to us to train us on social media because, folks, I had no social media.
Yeah.
And nor did my kids. I think y'all only, they didn't have anything at that point.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel like people will go out of their way to, like, flex for Instagram instead of, like, putting in the work to have something in real life.
100%.
Like, you'll go out of your way to do something for a picture to pose like you've got something going on when in reality.
And
absolutely.
I guess, and here's my thing,
it's a
fraud. Here's my thing. If we are not going to compete or we look at what someone else posts and we make the comment, that's a filter, then that filter is what's causing us to feel insecure within ourselves. So are you jealous of the filter or are you jealous of the person? And I think that, you know, with your generation, everyone, because I know Savannah does this, I know you do this, I know Nick does this, Emmy does it. You guys look and see whoever's following who or when they like the picture or whatever.
I really don't do Savannah, I've never seen anybody that can stay on top of an Instagram. Like
Savannah stays on top of it. But my thing is,
I don't look at that. Like, I really don't go and like pay attention to like if some, like, I just can't keep up with that. Like, that just takes way too much effort.
Well, I think it's
exhausting.
It would have to be exhausting. That's not something that I do. Because I cannot tell you.
Well, you've never really gotten into, bought into the whole social media.
No. Because I am very simple-minded when it comes to social media. I enjoy going on social media. I enjoy looking at the people that I follow. I enjoy seeing what's going on with their life, genuinely being interested
in the real content,
in their good and their bad and whatever's going on. But I don't get on social media to try and make someone else feel less. I don't get on social media I have never in my entire life posted a negative comment on social media. Ever.
Well, I can't say that.
Okay, well, I have never.
No, I know you haven't, but you're better than us.
It just baffles me. And I know you guys think I'm just so, you're like, Mom, you're just so old. But I'm like, who follows someone and then
just to bash them
and then post something negative about them?
Well, I don't follow anyone that I've ever talked negative about. I mean, you know, I will say that social media has been a blessing for us during this.
A blessing and a curse.
Yes, I would say that social media has been a blessing for us as far as pushing content regarding when the show's going to air,
right,
or, you know, things that's going on with our family,
right,
or, you know, the whole Georgia Department of Revenue stuff. Because, right, you know, without the social media,
we
would have never been able to have exposed what we've exposed because of all the people that came to us via social media.
Right.
I mean, you remember that day, the first thing that we got,
yeah,
was via Instagram.
Right. So
true. And so, you know, for that, I'm blessed. But that was using the platform, I feel, the way that it should be used, because it's helping others. It's helping the general. It's helping the masses,
right,
of this country. But, you know, there's no good in you posting.
There's no shut off button. And I feel like Instagram should like go away for like a month out of the year to let people like reboot.
It's not a bad idea.
No,
I mean, I really like that idea.
Like, just turn it off for a month.
But I think you can make that conscious decision
to
yourself. Just take a month and just say, okay, I'm not going to be on any form of social media. None.
And I liked it, almost like a blackout.
Yeah.
You have a blackout for a month. Chase,
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're going to do it.
See, that's what the problem is. We're all addicted to it.
but I feel like that, you know, you never kind of bought into that. You never took the bait of social media, Julie.
No.
I kind of, you know, was always posting for the show or doing something or, you know, stalking the kids' social medias.
You are an Instagram hoe. You love that.
Explain to me what that is.
You love that. You live for the gram.
But what do I live?
You are always on Instagram. You're on Instagram more than I am, 100%.
But I'm checking your stuff out. I'm checking Savannah's. I'm checking Nick's. I'm checking your mother's. I'm checking negative comments. That's really all that I do.
Well, that takes up a lot of time, actually.
But I mean, you know, it does take up time that I don't get back.
Right. That we really should try to prioritize better.
Right. And, you know, I think that, you know, I have been very offended over comments that have been made on Instagram and Facebook, as well as Twitter, about Chloe.
Right.
But now I've kind of moved in a different direction of, I'm not going to feed into that anymore. I'm not going to give air to it. I'm not going to give them a platform for it.
Right. And there are people in this world that if they can't garner attention in a good way, they'll garner it in a bad way.
Well,
we've dealt with
related to that.
And so they'll take any kind of attention, and they think that if I post something negative, if I say something ugly to Todd, that's the only way he's going to respond to me,
mm-hmm,
is that he's going to come back on me. And I think that's what a lot of people
do. But, you know, someone posted last week, says, Mr. Chrisley, I noticed that you always drag the people that say something negative. But why not acknowledge the millions of people that are saying something positive?
That's a, yeah.
And I thought, wow. Comment.
That's a, you know, valid
that is
comment.
A valid comment.
Yeah, for sure.
And so for all of you people that follow me on Instagram, obviously I can't respond to every kind, considerate, complimentary statement that you make. But there are much fewer negatives than there are positives.
Sure.
And so I probably should give no air to the negative
Dude,
at
you
all.
Should not, no, you should not. Like, that is like, that's what I'm talking about. You need to step away. Like that, everyone needs to take a break from it.
Well, I mean, what do you?
I'll start this week. I'll start today. Let's start today, and let's go till August 7th without Instagram.
Chase,
come on, let's. I'll do and no Instagram, no Twitter, no TikTok, no Facebook, nothing.
And Snapchat.
Ooh, no Snapchat.
No Snapchat either.
I won't do anything until August 7th. Let's do it.
I can't because
and it's my generation with the problem.
Well, I have obligations that I have to do between now and August the 7th.
Have Savannah do them.
What do you mean?
Have Savannah do whatever you got
to
do.
Oh, have her to post for?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can do that.
So you...
I will not go on Instagram from now until August what?
7th.
Okay, so for 30 days.
Yeah, let's delete our apps.
What does that mean?
Delete the app.
No, because then I would not know how to get back to it.
He'll be on it tonight.
It's not true.
I'm not going to do it. Till you want to do it?
Now, your mama's going to win that.
Yeah, I can win it.
Your mama will win that.
I don't even keep up with my phone half the time, so let alone Instagram.
But so do you feel like that your relationships, not just a personal relationship, one-on-one with a female, do you feel like your relationships as a whole would be better if you were not building them via social media?
100%. I mean, I don't feel like my relationships, like as far as like my friendships go, that it would really affect it that much because like my friends, that's a tight circle.
Like, right. But I do feel like
all we
just
do is send like funny content back and
right,
forth.
But just like what we do with the phone and we're just using Instagram because I think it's the most used. But just think about the times that you're really not as present as you could be or as you should be. Because you have your phone in your hand, whether that's sitting at a table, whether that's someone talking to you and you are scrolling through Instagram, whether it's, you know, you not watching a recital or you not being there for a sporting event or you're there, but you're scrolling through your phone.
Yeah.
But you know, you're scrolling through Instagram. There's a lot of moments I feel like that we miss just because we're just mindlessly scrolling.
Yeah, I think that we need to be more present in our real lives versus the social lives.
Versus being invested in someone's
that we don't even know.
That may or may not even be real.
You step away from Instagram and all of that side of life and you focus on like being present, I feel like your life changes tremendously.
But don't you think that your life has changed within the last year?
Yeah. It's done like a 180.
Like, no, like there's been no drinking. There's been, you know, not going out here partying, you know, hanging out, you know, in the clubs and all that. You've kind of just said, no, that wasn't getting me anywhere. Now I want to go in this direction.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's just like a decision you have to make.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but no one can make that decision for you. Like, I was partying a lot. And like I guess I felt like the people, like, I don't really associate with half the people that I used to because they're still doing that. Mm-hmm. And like, you got to change your environment. But I mean, yeah, my life has gotten tremendously better. But it's just whenever you're ready for that change and what you want to do, it was something that I was ready for and I wanted to do.
It's 2020 and nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes. And that's where Rothy's comes in. Start summer off on the right foot with comfortable bestsellers like flats, loafers, and sneakers from Rothy's. With sandals in an array of colors to shoes made for exploring, their newest styles have you covered. Plus, their spacious, washable bags are perfect for summer getaways. And you guys know how much I love Rothy's. We have been wearing Rothy's for years now. And Rothy's is one of my favorite shoes for Chloe because she is so rough on her shoes. However, with Rothy's, I throw them right in the washing machine. They come out looking brand new. And for me, I love Rothy's because they have a zero break-in period. I have a really hard time finding shoes that are comfortable. And with Rothy's, I put them on and I was like, okay, you know, I'll wear them for a little bit, see if they hurt my feet. Y'all, I was able to wear them the whole day, had absolutely no problems. They did not hurt my feet. And I didn't feel like there was even a break-in period at all. Rothy's has also launched men's shoes that are durable, washable, and better for the planet. Plus, vigorous testing during R&D results in a perfect fit wash after wash. So to help you welcome summer in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Through August 1st, 2021, you can get $20 off your first purchase of $100 or more at rothys.com/cc. That's rothys.com/cc. Trust us, you don't want to miss this. Head to rothys.com/cc to find your new favorites today.
What was it that brought you where you are today? Because right now, folks, let me just say, Julie, you and I, we have prayed for our children from the day that they were born. Mm-hmm. Even before they were born, we mm-hmm. were praying for our children. And we have prayed for our kids every morning and every night mm-hmm. of their life. And throughout the day sometimes. You know, we have shed tears of heartache, but God has continued to deliver us through that. Where we are today with you is like everything we've prayed for.
Right.
Yeah. It's like every blessing.
And I think it's not to sit here and say that any of us are perfect, that Chase is perfect, that we're perfect.
Well, no, everybody knows Chase isn't perfect.
But I think it is that you don't ever give up. You don't ever give up on your kids mm-hmm. because I just don't feel like you do. And I've been steadfast with that since I had children.
And regardless of whether your children are with you every day or whether they live a million miles away from you, it's still your child. You still lift them up in prayer. You still want the best for that child.
Right.
You know, et cetera, et cetera. But how do you feel? I mean, do you not feel like that we have what we've prayed for?
Absolutely.
With Chase?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And how does that make you feel to know that your parents are saying to you that God has given us the son that we prayed to have our whole life?
Yeah. I mean, like back to what you were asking, like I think that being like in that atmosphere and living that type of lifestyle, it pulls, you can't party and be in the clubs and live that type of lifestyle and also have like a good relationship with like your family and the people that actually care about you. Because you're surrounding yourself with people who just have common interest and like to do the same thing. Not necessarily like really care about you. So,
but don't you think that your relationship with Christ also suffered during that time?
Well, there really wasn't one, honestly.
But yet you grew up with it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think everybody's just got it. Like for me, it just came to the point where like, okay, I was tired of spending my time, spending my weekends, spending like my time that I'll never get back with people who really didn't give a shit about me. Mm-hmm. They cared about like what I can provide because I can tell you right now, every time I went out, mm-hmm. I picked up the check at the club, the bar,
the restaurant,
everywhere,
planes, trips,
everywhere,
all that,
everywhere. So, I mean, and half those people now, like I hadn't heard from them in a year
because you cut the money off.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that goes back to what I was saying. It was just a common interest. I was a luxury for them.
Exactly.
Because I was able to provide a lifestyle that they couldn't provide for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you remember when I would point that out, you would become hostile. Right. You were like,
yeah, well, I just think that's an insecurity.
Were able, right. And you were able to be with people who you felt in the moment looked up to you because you were footing the bill and you were at, like you said, you were doing the same things and they were never telling you no.
Yeah,
they were never.
Called a yes man, mama.
They were never calling you out on the carpet. They were never saying, this is not the best thing. This is not the right decision. You know, I love you and I don't need anything from you.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, segueing from that into kind of what can happen. I mean, you know, you lost a friend, a friend.
I've lost several friends.
You've lost several friends due to alcohol, drugs, you know, things like that. And then, you know, a friend of our family, Daniel Mickelson, just passed away over the weekend on July the 4th in Los Angeles. Beautiful young man, folks, aspiring actor, and just died, 23 years old.
Yeah.
And his sister, Meredith, is a supermodel, you know, hugely successful on her own right.
But they were family
and great people.
That Chase and Savannah grew up with. Going to school with.
It was Savannah's first kiss. I used to call Daniel Lips. Don't you remember that?
Yes.
Because this family, I mean, their kids had the most beautiful lips.
Before lips were even a thing.
And theirs was real.
Yeah. And, yeah, and so it...
But I mean, he was just a nice kid, a genuinely nice human being.
He was a sweet
and
kid.
It's just,
and you know,
it's just nowadays, like, things have just changed so much, and like, it might sound cool to go out and like, go party and get lit with your friends, until you like, realize that every time you're doing that, like.
You're tempting fate.
You're flirting with death, and like
it could be your last time.
I think that was like a big wake up call for me because like I literally had to bury some of my friends, and it was just like, dude, this shit now is you just not worth.
And
it.
You have buried friends due to drug use.
I have, yeah.
And
like the thing about it is like people will go out here and like trust somebody that they go and they go buy like a sack off of like on the street. Like, dude, like, don't forget. Like, I don't know if somebody needs to hear this, but like, dude, these people are drug dealers. They're not your homies. They're not your friends. Like, you do not know what the hell you're putting in your body. So don't take a dope man's word for it. Like, they do not have character or integrity. They don't give a shit about you. They care about you paying your tab and that's it. Like, so... You don't know what's in it. And
like you said, your friends were from good families. They were loved. They were nurtured. They were cared for. They were educated. They were given every opportunity that the world would look at as being privileged in every way. And I think it just goes to show you that no one is exempt from it. No one is.
No.
I mean, it can happen to any person. And
I'm not such like just sitting here trying to preach because like I've heard people like go and like try to preach to somebody and like at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do. But I mean.
But I don't think it's preaching if you're informing.
And yeah, I think I just want to make people aware of it. Like if you're young and you're partying, like you want to drink, go and drink, do your thing, but just don't mess with anything because like you don't want to be having to bury friends. It's just,
and I'm assure you parents shouldn't be burying children.
No.
And you know, I think
it takes like 100 times more heroin to kill someone than it does fentanyl. And that's what they're cutting everything with.
And that is, I don't even know what this is, but I mean, you know,
it's like, it's basically like there's a lot of kids that are passing away from like Xanax overdose and stuff like that, but it's from fentanyl.
Yeah, it's not taking all these Xanax. They could take one Xanax, but if it's laced with something.
Yeah, you just don't know what they're cutting it with. So just my two cents is,
don't do it to begin with.
Yeah, if you can avoid, why flirt with death? Like life's hard enough. You don't flirt with that.
Well, I mean, I feel like that, you know, we didn't have to deal with, alcohol was your problem. I mean, going out here drinking was your problem.
I mean, I was partying. Like, it's as simple as that. I mean, there's no tiptoeing around it. I was partying. I was going out with my friends. And it was just, I'm glad I learned the lesson at 24 than 44.
Right. 100%. Because you've talked to so many people. I mean, there's two people in particular, and they are successful. They're hugely successful people. And when Chase started talking, one's a guy, and he's much older than you, but he's like, that's me. That was me.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got it at such an early age, and it took me till I was 35 to get it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, I think one of the reasons like why I made a change is because like, obviously we've had to grow up fast, but like, I'm ready. Like, I'm trying to move on with my life, like have a home, have a family. And like, I'm not trying to raise, I wasn't raised in an atmosphere where my parents were like hammer drunk, like doing all that shit. So like, I definitely don't want to. I want to be that same example for my kids. So like, right. I did it. I got it out of my system. I had a blast, but like, it could have easily went in a different direction. And like, it's not all fun. Like you pay a lot of prices. Like it strains your relationship with your family, with people that actually care about you. And you're doing it for people that
don't care.
Don't give a fuck about you.
Because
I mean, it's the truth.
Don't
for people that just don't care about you.
So many companies hope to grow this year. How will you compete for talent? You need the one job site that delivers more than 4 times as many hires as all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. You need Indeed. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all of your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools helps you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. Indeed Instant Match helps you make a short list of great candidates fast. The moment you sponsor a job, you get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Then you can invite them to apply right then. Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Plus, Indeed makes finding quality candidates even faster with 135 assessments to help make sure you find applicants with the right skills. Best of all, you only pay for applicants who meet your must-have qualifications. So get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. Indeed, Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
I think that looking back and looking at so many families in entertainment that, and we haven't been cursed by this because I just don't think that we really cared enough. I think that so many people that's in the public eye try to keep all of this stuff hidden.
Right.
And I think it's to the detriment of their child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I recognized that drinking was turning into a problem for you, I mean, you know, when I found out that my kids had their first beer, I was devastated. But when we realized that, I got into prayer. I mean, I started praying. Your dad was praying. You were praying. And you said to me something a couple of weeks ago, I feel the best I've ever felt.
For sure.
And I said to you, why did I tell you you're where you are today?
Because of God.
I said, because God brought you here.
I definitely agree with that. But I've just seen how bad it can really go, on every aspect of it. And just the thought of having a beer or going and going out and partying, it's just a slippery slope that not worth it to me.
Well, and what I was going to say is that so many people in the public eye, they want to keep this hidden because they're worried about what everybody else is going to think. I would rather you think that I'm the worst person in the world, then for me to be sitting here without my child thinking I'm the worst person in the world.
Right.
But I think also, like, there's only so much that, like, a parent can do. Because if a kid wants to go and, like, and partake in all of that stuff, they're going to do it. It's just as simple as
Agreed.
That. You can't stop them. Like,
right.
No matter how much money you've got, no matter how many connections you've got, if they want to do it, they're going to do it.
Agreed.
So I think that what we're lacking is just, like, more people that have influence and, like, have done it, experienced it, stepping up and just being like, look, dude, this is, like, there's no happy ending.
Right. There's and the thing, and the thoughts.
And it's not manageable. You can't manage something like that. Like,
right. Like, but also to let people
alcohol
know.
And drugs are undefeated.
That's right.
Yeah. No one's ever, like.
Right. But to also let you know that you can go out here and you can lead a full, successful, happy life.
Without
that
all
does
that.
Not involve that.
But you can't have peace if you're doing all that. And
well,
peace
I think
is
that the reason
that
you
can't put a price on.
And I think that the reason that people do it is because they're searching for that peace. They're searching for that numb. They're searching for the quick fix rather than putting in the work to fix the problem so that it doesn't keep occurring. Listen, I'm grateful to the good Lord above that you are, I mean, listen, I've always said that Chase has the kindest, most tender heart of our children.
Yes.
I've always said that I felt like your dad used to say this about you and your brother Trey, that he felt like God had gotten your heart mixed up with Trey's because you had a man's heart and Trey had a tender heart. Mm-hmm. I feel kind of that way with our girls, that, you know, that they have a tougher heart than what our boys do. And, you know, we're even seeing that with Grayson. I mean, mm-hmm. Grayson's very tenderhearted.
Right.
And folks, it's those that have that tender heart that we need to be paying attention to.
Yep.
It's those out here in this world today, whether it's a stranger on the street or whatever. But if you're a parent and you have a child that has that tender heart, that has that heart of giving, that has that nurturing nature about them, we need to nurture that. We need to pay attention to those children because it's those children that sometimes get lost. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like, you know, you had brought up something, Chase, you know, it was about fitting in. It was about having a good time. It was about.
But I mean, like, I was really like the leader of the pack. Like, I mean, like. That
well,
was
you were
all
the,
that we all
you were,
did.
That you were the leader because you were the money train.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah, you were the money train.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they were following the money. They weren't following you.
Yeah.
They were following the money.
For sure. But I mean, like, it's just, like I said, like, you don't want to have to, it ends badly.
But how, I mean, but don't you feel empowered to be able to have this conversation today and say the things that you've been saying for roughly a year now, that recognizing the people that needed to exit your life?
That was like probably the hardest thing for me is realizing that they had no problem exiting as long because as soon as I stopped dishing out money, they were gone.
Yeah, because I mean you've paid people's tuition, you've paid their rent, you've paid kept them from losing cars. I mean you've paid their dinner bills, you've paid for trips, you've done all of that because you felt like that was what you should be doing.
Yeah, and I mean I'm just a giver. I like to take care. Taking care of people, but I mean, it's just take care of the right people that are going to be there even if you don't have to take care of them, or
well,
you can't take care of them.
The Bible says take care of your own.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking care of my own.
That's right.
Nobody's getting mine.
That's
mine's
right.
Mine's staying up,
so
put away from my
there
kids.
There are a couple of things I'd like to let you know that I'd like to have since I'm one of your own.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee you my list is longer.
But, you know, you're now a new homeowner.
I am.
Which is a blessing. You're an adult. You're 25.
I know.
Your second home now?
Second
Soldier,
home.
Soldier Place in Atlanta.
It's my first home.
You had a condo, right?
Yeah, it was a bachelor pad kind of thing.
And now you've got like a real dad home. You've got like a real man's
grown
home.
Grown man home.
Right. Yeah. And I love that about you.
Yeah, you know what comes with a grown man home?
Yeah, grown man problems. Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's great, though. I mean, I'm very proud of you for that. And, you know, your mother and I have talked about it every day at what a better place you're in. And for a year now, you have been amazing. And I want to congratulate you on that. And I want to tell you that I love you more than anything in this world. And that who you are today is just the beginning of who you're going to become a year down the road, 5 years down the road, 20 years down the road. And to God be the glory, because he answered the prayers that your mother and I and your grandfather and my mother and your nanny Pam and Savannah, that we've all prayed, that, you know, let him walk away from the alcohol. Let him bring back the boy that we raised. Let him know the people that he's around are not there for the right reasons. And because you were not going to hear that from me, because you had already heard that from me a million times.
My friend group went from like 30 people to like, I've got like 4 now.
And those are the 4 that don't need you to do anything for them.
Right. It's truly quality over quantity.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. I.e. your mother, who I married, versus all the people that came before her. She's quantity.
What?
I'm sorry. You're quality, darling. Yeah. Let me get that right. Your mother is quality over all the quantity that I had prior to her.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm proud of you. So now, tell me when you're planning on getting married.
Oh, my gosh.
30?
Yeah.
31, 32?
30 is good.
Know. I think it'll probably be before 30.
29 really? And a half.
I want kids before I'm 30.
29 and a half.
Okay. I want to be married and have kids before I'm 30. I'm not trying. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, listen, I will tell you at 53, you should.
Mallory and Kyle.
Yes.
I don't know if you
everyone
guys know.
Everyone knows that our family is in love with Mallory Irvin and her husband Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle told me, so we walk every Monday, and Kyle said, "Listen, man, everybody's telling you to wait till you get older to have kids. Don't listen to them, because you need the energy. You need it to put up with these crazy kids."
You know, I look back and think, you know, when I had Lindsay and then had Kyle.
If you had a kid right now, a newborn, it would have worked you to death.
I don't know, because I don't feel.
Okay, well, good thing is, I can assure you, I'm not going to have a newborn.
Well, I won't ever be having any more kids, but I will say that, and I mean, everybody in this family knows this, I look forward to you having a child, to Savannah having a child, because I know the way that y'all have been raised. I know the parenting that we have given you. I know the road that we've laid out for you, and I know that y'all will be excellent parents. You're going to make mistakes. I mean, I've looked back on some of the things on how I raised y'all, and I'm like, you know, if I had a do-over, I'd probably change that. Or I would probably do this a little differently. I would probably have listened more versus knowing the answer right away.
Yeah,
I probably would have absolutely listened to you more.
Yeah, but I think you guys did a good job.
Well, I think that your mother has been a great helper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think that, you know, behind every good man is a much better woman, and I give all the credit to your mother for that.
Chrisley Confessions is brought to you by Progressive. What's one thing you'd purchase with a little extra savings? A weighted blanket? Smart speaker? That new self-care trend you keep hearing about? Well, Progressive wants to make sure you're getting what you want by helping you save money on car insurance. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average, and customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts when they sign up. Discounts like having multiple vehicles on your policy. Progressive offers outstanding coverage and award-winning claim service, day or night. They have customer service 24/7, 365 days a year. When you need them most, they're at their best. A little off your rate
Each month goes a long way. Get a quote today at progressive.com and see why 4 out of 5 new auto customers recommend Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed in 2020. Potential savings will vary. Discounts vary and are not available in all states and situations.
But so you've got this role that you're going to be reading for. Yeah. You've bought a new home.
Working on a couple of different new shows.
Working on, which I'm proud of. I mean, you know, listen, when I got that phone call that you were, that Todd, did you know that Chase is working on a concept for this show and a concept for this show? And I'm like, you know, I didn't, but God bless him. Let him run with that.
Yeah.
Let him run with that. And you're running with it. So I'm proud of you.
Fingers crossed.
I'm proud of you for having that creative gene that you inherited from your father.
My mother.
Yeah, no, from your dad.
I'm grateful for that, and I'm proud of you. And, you know, I do believe that to whom much is given, much is required. And I heard you saying to your mother the other day, and I didn't even address this, when you were telling her about making your contribution to the breast cancer organization.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have for the ones that have followed, with the last candle we did was for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know I have them all over my house.
I know. That was for my mom, but we were going to donate to Susan G. Komen, but I think what I've decided to do, just after looking over the numbers and seeing like exactly
how much money is going to running the organization,
yeah, where money is actually going, I think actually Savannah's the one that gave me this idea. I'm going to donate to
Yes. So for women who are going through chemotherapy due to breast cancer, there is something called cold caps, and it's you wear these cold caps while you are having your chemo administered, and it helps you not to lose your hair.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work for everybody, but it does help a lot of women that they're able to keep their hair. And I don't think people understand the emotional effects of that. I mean, even
especially
for me,
on a woman.
I know, like when I was diagnosed and I didn't know if I was going to have to do chemo until I came out of surgery. Because if I had had lymph node involvement, I would have to have chemo. So that was kind of my thing. And I remember saying to you, Todd, you know, I think I'm okay.
I can deal with everything to lose my breast,
but I don't think I could lose my breast and my hair. Now, could I have? Yes, I could have.
And I would have survived it.
But if it helps one woman to have one less thing to have to deal with,
yeah,
it was would be such a blessing. So I think you and I and Savannah are working to find the right place just so we can donate.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, I think that we should start and do our
maybe we start our own foundation with you, Julie, mm-hmm, and we let you dole that money out to, mm-hmm, and you pick the women and you pick the organizations that, mm-hmm, need it the most.
And I'm gonna do this like relatively soon. So I mean, if you're going through the struggle of breast cancer and you're have that fear of
if you're getting ready to do chemo
and you have that fear of like losing your hair, it might not work, but it might. So just DM me or DM my mom on Instagram and I'm going to do, mm-hmm, it for 10 women.
Or call here, you know, on Chrisley Confessions.
Yes.
Send an email to Chrisley Confessions.
Yes, call in.
And if you are struggling, you know, if you are on your struggle right now with breast cancer and you're looking and you're getting started with your chemo and you would like to have something like this, then what you're offering, Chase.
Yeah. And if you don't have the financial means to do it, just call in and I'll do it for 10 women.
Okay. Well, then if he's going to do it for 10 women, you and I will do it for 10 women.
Yes.
There we go.
So that'll be 20 women that we do the cold caps with.
Yeah.
So ladies, if you are hearing this, or dads, if you're sitting here in your car listening to this podcast and you're going through what I went through with Julie, and you're by yourself and you're wondering how this is going to end, there's so many positive endings. Yes, we have a lot of losses that we shouldn't have, but the losses are getting less, and that's progress. And if you don't have the means to help get your wife or your girlfriend or whatever,
or
this,
or
your daughter or whatever,
your mother,
email, send us an email here at Chrisley Confessions, and Chase is going to do 10 women, and Julie, you and I will do 10 women.
Right. You can also, as much as we've been talking about Instagram, we now have a Chrisley Confessions Instagram. So you can go onto that and, you know, DM me there at Chrisley Confessions, because that is an Instagram that I am the only person who has access to that. So I will, for sure, it won't get convoluted with other things. So you can send your request there. Just tell us a little bit about what you have going on.
I did not know that we had a Chrisley Confessions Instagram. When did that happen?
I did. Just like a week ago.
Well, then we should all be posting that so that we can gain followers on the Chrisley Confession Instagram, so that we do have a larger reach with that. Mm-hmm. She has two posts. You're so sweet. And you've only got how many followers?
I don't care about the followers. I'm saying just DM me there, and so that we can hopefully help you walk through this journey. So, yeah,
well,
Chrisley Confessions.
Exactly. Well, then listen, son, we're proud of you.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
We love you.
And
we're
I love this idea that you have. I think this is great.
I think it's a wonderful idea. And like I said, to whom much is given, much is required, and you're giving it back. And what you give back, God will restore. So, you know, I am proud of you beyond belief, beyond belief.
Thank you. Thank you.
Julie, it's always a pleasure to have you every day.
Oh, callers.
Maybe let's do two callers. Okay. You got time for two callers?
So, folks, with that being said, we have literally taken up all the time because of this celebrity that we had on our podcast today. So we will jump in there and take maybe a couple of callers, and then we'll have to wrap it up. First caller, please.
Hi, guys. This is Molly. I'm from Texas. I love you guys' show. I watch it all the time. I've been listening to y'all's podcast since the very beginning. You bring so much joy and happiness to my everyday life. And I just wanted to ask y'all, I'm going off to college coming this fall. Any advice that y'all have for me moving forward? I love y'all's podcast. I love your family. If you could get back to me, just let me know. Hope y'all have a blessed day.
Hi, Molly from Texas. First thing I would tell you is to find something that you're very passionate about. I think that so many times people go to college, and they go to college because it's the right thing, or they feel like it's what they're supposed to do, but they have absolutely no idea what they want to do. They have no idea what feeds their soul. So I think finding that thing that you want to do that you're passionate about is important. I think also you have to remember that you're still young, that if you don't know right away, you still have time.
You might not find it in the classroom.
Well, it could be. But to have a good time, but be responsible and realize that you are leaving your parents who have had you for 18 years. Don't forget about them.
Chase, what advice would you give Molly leaving home the first time and going to college?
Just be careful, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of sometimes the people that appear to care about you the most probably don't. So your friend group's going to change a lot. Just remember who you are, stay true to who you are, and don't change for anybody.
And buy your own drink. Don't let someone else give you a drink. Do not let
100%.
Don't be putting things in your body that you have no need to be putting in your body. And be careful.
Hyundai questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. The SUV has been completely redesigned inside and out to create the best Tucson ever. From the digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key, and who doesn't love that? Because I have lost a car key on more than one occasion. to the LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front grille, making them invisible when not in use. And then there's the 10.25-inch full-touch infotainment screen. So go and learn more at Hyundai.com.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. This is Debbie from Ohio. I was the one that called with my son who moved out and then just basically cut me from his life. He moved in with his friend from the gaming room. I want to thank y'all so much for getting back to me. That just made my heart so happy. I wanted to tell you, Todd, I wasn't able to go to Indiana. I had just had surgery. I had a rod put in my leg. I had surgery done. But my son did reach out and call me, and I asked him what was the problem, and he said that I had made his moving out all about me, that I was just too sad over it, and he couldn't handle it, and he needed space from me, yada, yada, yada. So I told him I'm sorry if I made you feel that way or feel uncomfortable. And I said, can you please unblock me? Long story short, he said, Mom, I just want you to know I love you. I love you more than anything. And yes, I will unblock you. I went to go call him the next day and I was still blocked, and I'm currently still blocked from his phone and from from all of his social media. So, I'm very brokenhearted. I'm devastated, but, I'm trying to take, Julie always says sometimes we have to love from a distance, right? So I'm trying to do that. And I'm trying to take your advice, Todd, your advice when you said that you didn't want to talk to today, that I just want to talk to you. And I love my son with all my heart and soul. I raised him, you know, pretty much, without his father's help. So he knows I love him and he always has a home to come back to. I just wanted to update you, and I love y'all. I'm your biggest fan, and just thank you for answering my question. And maybe you have some more advice for me. I would just absolutely love that, Todd and Julie. Y'all have a blessed day. I love you so much. Thanks again from Ohio.
Thank you, Debbie from Ohio. I remember your call in. I remember this scenario. Now, let me tell you something that Judy's going to tell you differently. You need to set you up a fake Instagram account.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to set you up a fake Twitter account. You need to set you up a fake Facebook account.
And yet don't do that.
And that way, he doesn't have those blocked. So that way, you can see what he's doing. Now, I'm sure your leg is probably better by now. So I would show up with, you know, a little gift or something at his house. And then I would say, when he says, you know, you're not welcome, I'd say, well, then if I'm not welcome here, neither are you. I would walk on in. I would check out the living situation. I would know exactly what my child was doing. And then we would go from there. I mean, after all, Chase, I mean, you didn't answer my phone, and I sent the Forsyth County Sheriff's Department to your house.
Fulton County Sheriff's. Charming.
Either way. When you don't answer my call and you're my child, first off, I'm going to know where my kid is. I'm going to know how they're doing, and I'm going to keep contact with them. So you're stronger than I am, because I'm not strong enough to not have that contact. But I have learned through all these people that message me, they set up these fake accounts when they want to say something negative to us. So I got to thinking the other day, well, if they can do it for negativity, then people need to be doing that to monitor their kids without their kids knowing they're monitoring them. So now I'm not blocked. I'm not blocked on your social media. I'm not blocked on any of my, well, I'm not blocked on five of my children's social media. But you, Chase,
Chase.
You, Savannah, Grayson.
Kyle. That's
four. So I'm not blocked on four.
Math is not as strong.
Chloe doesn't have social media yet, but I'm thinking how many kids I have. Chloe doesn't have social media yet. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't know. I think that's just, there's other ways. Just go to Google and pull them up that way.
Well, yes. But I think, Debbie, you just have to keep praying. You just have to give it time. You have to.
He'll come around.
Yep.
It's been a minute because this caller came to us literally 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute. You know, there's no reason why a child should be blocking their parent from calling them.
Well, there's a reason why he's blocking you. Just know that.
Well, yeah. She just said that he told her the reason was that she was making the move about him, about her. He was moving out.
Yeah, but it's not. No, there's something else.
Yeah.
Debbie, Chase says there's something else. So I need you to call me next week and tell me what the something else is.
There's something he doesn't want you to see.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, so you're saying there's something else on his side.
Yeah, not her side.
No, it's not you. And like, gotcha. Whenever you're moving out, of course your mom's going to be distraught. I would be worried if my mom was like, get out. Like, I would right. be worried. Like, I wouldn't want that. But no, there's something else. Like,
yes, Debbie. So please keep us updated and just keep praying.
Debbie, you find out what's going on. Or you just tell me where he lives and I'll meet you there and we'll go knock on the door.
Oh, my gosh. With that being said, I think we have to wrap up. We're out of time. Chase, thank you so much for joining us today.
And for carrying us on your back all these years.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for so much. Thank you so much for being so authentic today. And because I really do feel like that somebody needed to hear that.
Amen.
So I thank you for that. So until next week. And next week will be Savannah and I. Todd will be out of pocket next week. Mm-hmm. He has some other engagements that he has to take care of.
I might pop in with y'all too.
And Chase may join us. So maybe just me and the kids next week.
Well,
so
that'll be good.
Looking forward to that. So if you guys have any questions specifically for Chase and Savannah, make sure to call and leave the voicemails this week because they will be with me next week. So until then.
And until next week, folks, good luck and God bless. And remember that you need to love those that are closest to you. And a smile costs you nothing to someone that you don't. Good luck and God bless.
This episode of Chrisley Confessions was brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
Are you looking for excitement in your life? Are you looking to make a change? Do you want to move to a new city? Do you want to find new friends? Do you want to be the best version of yourself? I'm Lexi, and this is my Diary of a Gen Z podcast. I spend half my life on the ground, the other half in the clouds. This coming-of-age podcast will answer your real-life questions, but explore your daydreams too. Check out @Lexi every week on Podcast One.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.